The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Buy me a boat. Yeah, I always want to sing that part myself,
but
I'm not a great singer, so I probably ought not do that.
Oh, it's fine, man. It's a song about a boat. Can't go wrong.
You're right about that. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. You can also check them out on their website, keymarinecenter.com. That's keymarinecenter.com. They have their specials on there. They have all the boat motors that they have in stock and consignments. You just get a lot of information off that website. So check them out, keymarinecenter.com. They are now open on Saturdays. I want to remind people that they are open on Saturdays. So that means we are in the season. We're moving forward into our boating season. So it's that time of year.
Yeah.
Although the weather doesn't look too great today, it looks like it might be clearing up a little bit tomorrow and into the weekend. Offshore probably isn't going to be that great, but maybe some inland stuff, you can do that, you know. So we are in the boating season, so now's the time to get your boat over there to Key Marine. Let them check it out. Let them see you're safe to go out on the water. Make sure that your engine's running right and tuned up and all that stuff so you have a great boating season. Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. They have special discounted prices on all Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki product. So, Key Marine specializes in service and repair, also on MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. And you can check them out on Facebook also. Mm. So, I tell you, I'm on spring break now.
Yeah.
Here
lucky
I am.
Lucky you.
Lucky me. 10 days. You know, I always say this, and eventually people will believe me because I say it so much. I don't like the long breaks. I'd rather be, you know, I'm a worker, you know.
Right.
I like to be at school doing what we do, but we are taking 10 days off, and I'm going to take advantage of that and try to relax a little bit, you know. Hopefully the students are doing that too. So many students said, I don't want to be off of school.
Right.
How crazy is that when you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not too crazy though. I could see that. If I was in your class, I would want to show up. I'd want to be there.
They're like, you know, and we had spring break. You know, last night was our last night. A lot of times schools let out early and stuff like that, you know, and we're there till after 9 o'clock last night.
Wow.
Just having a great time and learning and all that stuff. Our what did you learn, and we gave out another inline certificate to Isaac. He got his inline Yamaha certificate, so we gave that out last night. He earned that. I like to say he earned it. We didn't give it. Okay,
right.
We don't give things over at Marine Service Technology unless you win a Cahoots or something. We'll give you, but you still have to win.
Yeah,
you know,
call in, get a T-shirt.
Yeah, something like that. You know, you still have to win. So we don't just give out prizes and stuff. You actually have to earn it. So he earned his inline certificate for the Yamaha inline certification. And now we'll be moving on to the V engine. And it's so exciting to watch that wall fill up with all these certifications that we're gaining at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. I am the instructor over at Georgetown, in case somebody doesn't know that. Georgetown, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. georgetowncollege.edu is a website, and have a great chat feature on there as well. You can get a hold of myself or anybody out at Georgetown by going through that chat feature. So it's just a great opportunity to ask questions. Maybe you're interested in a program, how long they are, what they provide, that kind of stuff, you know. I was by a friend's getting my taxes done. So I was over at getting my taxes done, and I know everybody loves doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking I was talking to my tax lady, and her son came over to Georgetown. He was interested in HVAC class.
Mm.
So she reached out to me. It had been several weeks ago. So when I was in there, I was asking her about that and how that went. And I like this story because really it's a good way to look at things. So he went to the instructor, and the instructor did not sugarcoat anything. So he told him flat out, you know, hey, when you get into the HVAC industry, you're going to be low man in the totem pole, which means you're going to be the high man in the attic,
right?
The low man under the house, mm-hmm. right? All this yep. stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to be around dust and dirt and all these things. And he was, and I know he was telling him about the whole entire process of learning,
yeah.
entry level, moving up, and all that stuff. And they, so her son decided that was not for him,
right? Yeah.
You know, that is not for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about that, that's okay. That's okay. So as I was leaving, I spoke with them and I said, you know what? I said, come over to Georgetown. Come, you know, set up a time with me. I'll come in early if I have to. And we'll walk around to every program and we'll find something that fits what you would want to, you know, what you might want to do for a career, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's good.
Oh, yeah. You're like a guidance counselor.
You just may not fit in that particular thing. I don't know why he wanted HVAC, because maybe he thought he gets to be in air-conditioned houses when it's hot and cool, you know, or
yeah.
right? And cold houses when it's warm. But I've done HVAC.
Mm.
You're in the house,
yeah,
right, when it's hot.
Yeah.
And you're the one getting it cooled down so the family can enjoy it, not
mm-hmm.
you, right?
Yep.
So I just thought that was interesting because the way that instructor handled that is he didn't make him think it's all, you know,
rainbows and
right,
roses.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, so
there's,
I think that's
there's
a good
two
thing.
Other terms I usually use in that scenario,
yeah,
but I had
probably
to,
couldn't use that.
I had to
here.
Edit that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, so yeah. So I thought that was great. So now I'm trying to help them, you know, move to maybe something else. I did say Marine Service Technology, but you know, hey, that could be tight place spaces. It's hot. It's, you know, mm-hmm. you can be wet on and rained on and snowed
oil
on
and yeah.
all these kind of things. So, you yeah. know, I don't know if there's a perfect job out there. Maybe radio show host.
If
maybe.
You're independently wealthy or if you've married a rich spouse,
that
then,
will work
then
for
radio
you.
Is the way to go. I'm
gotcha,
telling you.
I
if you like being a personality, that's
yeah.
that's the way to go.
I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, I got double my pay last week. And they're like, wow, for being on the radio, right? And they said, what's that? And I said, double zeros, you know. I do this for fun and I do this to get the message out. So I don't think people know if I get paid to do this. Mm. I do get paid. And that's by the results we get from being here and talking about Marine Service Class.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
that kind of stuff. So it is fun and I enjoy it. It's mm-hmm. it's just a good time to come on the air and talk about my program and the school and my students and things like that. So if you do have a question, maybe you have a question about your boat, maybe you went to the boat show and you found a boat over there and you're
yes.
interested in buying it, maybe you have a question about that.
Mm.
We had several students. I had 10 or 12 students show up at the boat show. We're going to talk about that a little bit. You can give me a call or a text, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Call or text. I'm more than happy to answer any of your questions. Or maybe I helped you on a phone call one time. Maybe you can call and tell us about that, where you got your boat fixed and you went over to Key Marine and they fixed it for you or something. You can call
right.
us about that, too. I'm more than happy to talk about that as well. So, yeah, we love listening or hearing from people and listening to what they have to say about us here on the Boat Smart and also over at the school too. So we did go to the boat show on Saturday. And it was a beautiful day. I think the high was like 87 degrees that
wow.
day. Wow. It was great. That place was packed with boats and people, motors and all that stuff. Yamaha Marine was there. Mercury Marine was there. Many dealerships had boats in the water. Yamaha had four boats in the water, I believe, four or five boats in the water. And my students had an opportunity to get on a boat that had four 350 Yamahas on the back of them, and with the joystick steering and all that. I mean, if you want to get a student pumped up,
mm-hmm.
you get them on a 38-foot boat at 78 mile an hour, and they love that.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's just something else. And just for them to watch the boat maneuver with the joystick and all that stuff that they got, all the new electronics, all the things that are new at these boat shows.
Mm.
And Mercury and Yamaha treat my students so well. I tell my students, when you go to the boat show, you tell them you're with George Stone. And what's cool about this is they know who George Stone is, with George Stone, you know, the Marine Service Class. They know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we, you know, have such a great connection with both those companies, Mercury and Yamaha, and the dealerships as well that were over there. So many dealerships from Alabama and Florida was over at that boat show. And I was able to go around and talk to them and talk about my students, talk about my program. So it was just a great time. And that excitement flowed over into Monday. when my students came back to class because they were continually talking about the boat show and the boats they rode on and all that stuff. So it was a good time. I didn't really like hang out 100% with them. You know, I'd catch them as they walked through in groups. You know, hey, how y'all doing? What are you looking at? You know, and I'd go watch them get on a boat or, you know, talk to people with them and stuff like that. And it was just a good time. So if you ever have an opportunity, I think there's going to be one here in Pensacola in a couple of weeks as well. So check out the boat shows. It's a good time to do that.
You mentioned earlier about the student that wanted to enter the HVAC world. And after the instructor kind of filled him in on all the dirty, down and dirty details of starting out as the low man on the totem pole, so to speak, is there a spot like that in Marine Services, or just when you start, you're working on the engines, you're full steam?
No, that's really a good question. A lot of times what they'll do is they'll put you in rigging department. Mm. So what that does for the student, rigging is where they're putting boats together. They're making sure that everything is installed properly. They're running the boats out. They're checking all the boats. And what that does, it starts to get the student, the entry-level technician, if you want to call them that, going into the field, familiar with the boats. So as they transition out of my class, a lot of times they will go into rigging. And it just gets them so familiar with the boats as they do that. They'll put them with a senior rigger that's putting, you know, things together on a boat, and they'll learn how to do a PDI, pre-delivery inspection, and make sure everything's right. So that is kind of the low man on the totem pole situation. And, you know, a lot of my students, they don't necessarily want to be a rigger because you don't get into the technical aspect of it, you know, as far as, you know, troubleshooting and working on boats. But the rigging, I would say, is probably their step that they do.
Yeah.
And probably about a year or so as they get into that. And then if they'd start to slowly transition them out of that into the service area. So they may try them in service because most of my students, hey, I want to work on boats and, you know, work on them, not put them together or check them out. So that's kind of how that works. Yep.
What do you say to somebody like me, for instance, who would have a little trouble picking out an alternator in a regular engine? Like, I'm not very, you know, mechanically inclined. But somebody that wanted to get involved in something like the Marine Services program at Georgetown, is it something that you would steer them away from since they don't have any?
No way. I don't steer anybody away from that. Yeah. If you have the want to learn, you can learn. Okay. We start with the very basics. The programs that we have in place with Yamaha and Mercury give you the very basics online. They have all this online training, and it's very good training that they can do online, which they have to do anyway.
Right.
Then you couple that with my training that I'm doing in the class and the engines and things that we have, we make it work. As long as the student has the will to do it.
Right.
If you go in there and if you don't want to put yourself through, you know, if you don't want to put it in there and do it, you know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
So, yes, if a student wants to do it, I'm 100% believer that, yes, we can make it happen. I've had high schoolers come through my class that didn't know what I'm telling you the truth, what a wrench was. And now working in field as technicians.
Wow.
I can take them from that level if they want to learn that. Okay. So yeah, you should never be afraid to walk into my class and think you don't know. I'd much rather say to you, wow, I'm glad you don't know that, because now I can teach you something.
Right. The only dumb question is the one you don't ask.
And that's true. And I'll tell students all the time, if I'm talking about something and you don't understand what I'm saying, how are you going to learn? You know, I want you to say, hey, wait a second. I don't understand what that is, or, you know, what that does, or what have you. And sometimes it could be something as simple as talking about a bilge pump or a port or starboard side of the boat or something like that. That's the level we get in our class at times.
Yeah.
So, well, you know,
that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm setting out to do something, if I don't have a good working knowledge of it before I really go at it, which is kind of it's a catch-21. How can you know about something before you know about it? But I always have that sense of, you know, guilt, like, or shame that, like, oh, I don't know about any of this stuff.
You know, I have to work with that, that kind of way of thinking, and it's sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you get different students at different levels when they come in, and some that think they know it
all,
right? Yep. And some that don't, And then you couple them up together in the same training session. So that one that thinks they know everything can intimidate the one that doesn't know anything.
Exactly.
And the reality of it is the one that knows everything doesn't know much at all. And as you work through this, you start to see the one that thinks they know everything start settling down a little bit. And then you bring the level of the one that, you know, is trying to learn more, come up, and then somehow, some way, it all meets in the middle. You know?
That's great.
I love those questions. Thank you so much for that.
It just kind of entered my mind.
Love that, because it's just, it really does give a good picture of what we're trying to do over at George Stone. So, you know, I'm going to tell you something about what one of my students came in yesterday, and this is always happens. When students start buying tools, it's an exciting time.
Yeah.
It's
tools are fun, man.
Tools are fun. And you know, it's like when you get on a tool truck, it's like a candy store, you know? And one of my students yesterday brought in some boxes, and he comes into the classroom and he says, "Mr. Schmidt, you mind if I put my toolboxes together today and stuff?" You know, and I let him do that. You know, I was like, "Yeah, put your toolboxes together. You don't have to work all day on your toolbox. That is no problem, right?"
Right.
So they're, and I'm kind of jealous right now, because some of these boxes that they have nowadays that modular boxes that all snap together and stuff, and they're really good for mobile marine, you know, working on boats because you're mobile. And this one student yesterday, Sean, he bought a bunch of tools because he's getting ready to transition out at the, you know, in May when the school year ends, and he's trying to prepare for his job, and he brings all these toolboxes and he starts doing it. So he comes in here, "Mr. Schmidt, you see my toolbox? Mr. Schmidt, you see my toolbox?" You know, I'm trying to get some stuff done, but I'm like, I want to go out and look at the toolbox. So I go out there, and I got several students standing around looking at his tools, right? It's cool, right? And he's putting these cutting out where his tools go so he don't lose them and stuff like that, you know? And I started reminiscing, right, or thinking about when I went into the marine industry. I was working at a marina up north, and I was just I know I've told this story before, and I was just a helper on a boat just tearing this 90-foot yacht apart and, you know, being a laborer. I didn't know anything about boats. And I remember the manager of the marina come up to me and said, "Hey, would you like a job here?" And I was like, "What am I going to do?" He said, "Working on boats, you know, being a marine mechanic." And I was like, I know about cars a little bit, but I don't know. And he said, "No, we're going to send you to a school, you know, 2-week crash course in Waukegan, Illinois, working on a two-stroke theory for Johnson Evinrude, of all things." All right.
Yeah.
But this is where I'm getting at. I remember when I took that job, I remember sitting in my living room with my Craftsman toolbox and my tool set that I purchased from Craftsman. It all came in bags, plastic bags.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to put them in the drawers, and you had to put the liners in and all that stuff. But I remember that weekend before I went to work, putting my toolbox together so I could go to work, and how proud I was of the fact that I'm buying tools and going to work as a marine mechanic.
Yeah.
You know, it was a helper position, know, but I wanted to have my tools ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see students do that and they want to share it, that's crazy. They really want to share it with me, you know, and the other students that are in the classroom, I just think that's a great time to celebrate.
Yep.
And say, "Man, that is awesome." And I guess I see some of these tools that are behind, I'm like, "Wow, what does that tool do?" You know? I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they put their toolboxes together and they get ready to transition out of the school into the field, that's just one of the greatest times for us over there as we watch them grow, buy the tools and stuff. Yep. And when you talk about not knowing, you don't know what tools you have to buy whenever you get in our industry. So they have to learn what tools to buy and things like that. We had a Snap-on representative come by on Wednesday, and he talked about tools. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's wanting to sell Snap-on tools, which is great because they're great tools, you know. But he also said you don't have to have all Snap-on, but these are the Snap-on tools you should purchase because these do the best job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he explained tools and how important they were and how they affect your ability to do repairs and how they can mess up your ability to do repairs and things like that. So this week was a good week as far as tools and stuff are concerned, you know. So right. It's pretty neat. Hey, if you want to give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. You got about 4 minutes left, so you can give us a call or text. I'd love to hear from you. I need to know you're out there listening to us. I know they are, but sometimes they're quiet, you know.
Yeah. They're on spring break now. So
spring break, yeah.
They're sleeping.
I don't think the whole world is on spring break this week.
No, but it's that time of year, though.
It is that time of year. A lot of schools are out. Probably people going on a little vacations and stuff like that as well. So, yeah, we've been having a great time this week and talking about the tools and those kind of things. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And just getting the students squared away. At the end of this year, and I know we're April, May, bam, we're gone.
Yeah.
We got a month and a few weeks after that, and we're out of school. And what's happening right now is I've got about 5 students that are completing at about the same time. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to start, okay, where are you going to go to work? Make sure your resume is up to date. Let's contact this employer that you're interested in, and we're starting to get into this transition process of getting them graduated and out of school and to work. So I'm working on that as well, you know. So that's a lot going on as we transition into the end of our year.
And it's amazing that we're already talking about that. I feel like we just had New Year's.
Yeah,
and I got through Christmas services at my church. I feel like I just came off of that. Now it's Easter, and it's like, oh,
right.
So much to do. We do have a caller. He actually texted in at the last show wanting to know about your thoughts on electric motors, but I think he wasn't able to catch our response to that because we were going up against a break.
Okay.
But caller, are you there with us this morning?
Yes. I'm thinking about buying a 5 to 10 horsepower outboard motor. For my John boat, and I've been seeing advertisements for the electric outboard motors, and just was kind of curious what your thoughts were on that. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. So, a smaller outboard electric motor. You know, electric motors have been around a long time. They're called trolling motors.
Yeah, trollers. Yeah.
Right. I'm not against electric, and I say that all the time. I'm not against it. I'm for it if that works for you. And I think on smaller applications right now, it may be an option for you, because I know that all the manufacturers are working toward that. And, you know, that's probably been in the works for a long, long, long time. It probably just didn't start in the last 3 years, you know. I mean, people are always thinking about options, right, for, you know, saving money on fuel and everything else. So I would probably say on a smaller boat, it has to meet your needs, okay. If you're not going very far and you're using that electric to, you know, tool around the river or lake or something like that, I would say, yeah, go for it. See what it does and see if it meets your needs. You're not going to know until you try it, you know. How far can I go on a charge? Where can I go? How fast can I go? How much is it going to cost me to maintain this thing and all that stuff? It's the same questions you have when you're running a fuel burning boat, right? You know,
right.
So, I mean, I'm not against it. And I would say, yeah, check what Mercury's doing that right now. I think Mercury's probably ahead of it a little bit more than Yamaha. I know Yamaha's looking at different ways as well, but I know Mercury's got some smaller motors out there right now. So, yeah, give it a shot, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's my best advice I can give on that.
Yeah, especially for a John boat.
Yeah, you know, they got propane motors too. People run on John boats and stuff like that too.
My dad, actually, he's MacGyver, man. I'm telling you, my dad can alter anything from the factory, but he took and actually welded 2 John boats together and made a bigger boat and had a troller on it, and it was crazy. It was
nothing
great.
Wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that.
Bigger boat, more horsepower.
Exactly. Everybody, when he pulled up on the dock, man, everybody was like, what is that? I've never seen that before.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
we see some of that stuff at the boat show too.
Yeah.
Hey, we see some diesel outboards over there too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, diesel. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends.
A little bit more expensive to run those these days, you got students learning drivetrains. That's
we did that. We can talk about that next time I'm on the air and see. Do that. We never have enough time.
We never do.
You know.
We're gonna just start making it an hour. We're gonna go rogue.
Yep, let's do it.
And just hold over
we'll
the whole hour.
We'll take over the station.
Yeah.
Hey, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for the phone call. We will see you guys again soon. And thank you to our sponsor, Key Marine Center. And we appreciate y'all, and talk to you next time.
Yep, georgestonecollege.edu. They have a chat feature. Go check them out. Stephan, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.